regarded as the spiritual home of mixed martial arts. Brazil has become synonymous for producing world champion fighters and hosting some of the most iconic UFC moments in the city of Rio de Janeiro.
It is a city as passionate about fighting as any on the planet.
Anderson Silva!
Man,
are you kidding me?
Everyone's going nuts.
Minotauro Nogueira in his first fight ever in Brazil!
This place is going bananas.
Mauricio Shogun Rua has finished Forrest Griffin.
Brazilian nationalism is undeniable. Experienced a whole lot of highlights thus far. Plenty more where that came from.
This city deserves big fights.
On May 4th, the Octagon returns to Rio de Janeiro for UFC 301.
Walking through the fires, stepping through the flames.
It's one thing to have a UFC title fight. It's another thing to have it here in Rio. We're ready to go.
Brazil's finest warriors will welcome challengers and defend their turf in front of an impassioned crowd.
Can't hold me back, hold me back. I'll keep on coming, 'cause I'm a legend.
In the main event, it's the homecoming of UFC flyweight champion, Alexandre Pantoja.
I come to finish whatever opponent. I'm the champion right here.
The title on the line in the city that raised him.
I want to give a good entertainment for all Brazilians fans.
Against an Aussie battler from Perth, aiming to make history in his first shot at UFC gold.
I have all the skills to prove that I can be the best in the world, and I'll defeat Pantoja by just being too slick.
In the co-main event, the King of Rio returns.
The greatest 145-pound fighter of all time.
He always seems to rise to the occasion here in Rio.
Oh!
That's it. He just ran right into the crowd, and they are swarming him now.
Former featherweight champion and UFC Hall of Famer, Jose Aldo.
Oh! That sound!
He's looking for an encore to his stellar career.
Eu acho que vocês vão ver só o retorno do Rei do Rio de novo, né? Uma maneira melhorada, igual o Fênix, né? Ressurgindo das cinzas.
Against hard-charging bantam, Jonathan Martinez.
He's accomplished a lot of things. Now it's just my turn to go in there and just show my skills and make a statement.
Masterclass by Martinez here.
And keep on
Brazilian fighters and fans alike, MMA is more than a sport. It's a religion.
The energy is unmatched.
It is going to be awfully loud in this building.
That unrivaled passion will be felt once again when the Octagon arrives in Rio.
Would you ride him on the floor?
Before all that, we take an inside look at the headline attractions.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
This is UFC 301. Countdown. In mixed martial arts, few countries have had as big of an impact as Brazil. The proud sporting nation has bred some of the most renowned fighters to walk the earth. UFC flyweight champion Alexandre Pantoja is the latest in a long line of Brazilian champions and looks to further cement his position among the greats when he puts his title on the line in front of his passionate home fans at UFC 301.
When you talk about MMA, you need to talk about Brazil. The hard times you have in Brazil make you strong to fight. Hard times create tough men.
Splotch. Dois. Splotch. Três. Splotch.
I think everybody can see that when Brazilians fight in the octagon. Champions like Minotauro.
Minotauro Nogueira! Another spectacular moment for the hero!
Jose Aldo.
The legendary king of Rio, Jose Aldo Jr.
The most dominant featherweight ever.
Anderson Silva.
Anderson Silva remains the UFC middleweight champion!
Wanderlei Silva.
Wanderlei Silva has done it! What a tremendous fight! Wanderlei did it again!
Shogun.
Mauricio Shogun Hua has defeated Chuck Liddell!
Huge victory for Shogun.
Glover Teixeira.
Teixeira has done it! Glover Teixeira, the undisputed light heavyweight champion!
So many good fighters. And right now, it's a good moment for me. I can put my name with the former champs.
Pantoja is for real. You stand in front of Pantoja, he will rip you up.
Fast and furious action here. Pantoja says, let's dance. A clean performance from the Brazilian.
This man is one of the very best at 125 pounds.
Oh, that's good straight right.
Missed it of a right hand from Pantoja.
That's it.
Oh,
he's
down.
And Schnell is down. Pantoja ends it.
Alexandre Pantoja, the cannibal. At his cannibalistic best.
Right here.
Now championship stakes for the Brazilian for the first time in his UFC career.
First fight for the title with Breno Moreno. I see him in the cross of the octagon.
Pantoja's a hunter. Watching Breno Moreno go to heights unseen. Sitting in the back, still doing his thing. It's only a matter of time until I get him again.
Everything I do it in my whole life is for that moment. I'm preparing all my life for that moment to be a champ. And when I have the chance, nobody can take me.
Oh! What an absolutely epic fight! And new flyweight champion of the world, Alexandre Pantoja!
I work so hard. I bring my family to US. I leave everything I have. I work so hard for that. Now it's my moment. I want to enjoy everything. I deserve that moment. And I do everything you can do for that moment.
Brazil's got a champion yet again.
And people feel that because I take the belt back to home. Show to everybody.
His historic title victory garnered praise from his people. Celebrations were followed by a return to action as Pantoja looked to add to his legacy with the first title defense.
Alexandre Pantoja, title defense number one against Brandon Royval.
He's beaten Brandon Royval before, but he knows that it's going to be a bigger challenge tonight.
Brandon Royval wants revenge.
When I fight Moreno for the belt, very nervous. And when I fight to Royval for my first title defense, I can relax more, enjoy the fight.
Look at him now. Look at him dancing around. He looks more confident tonight.
Pantoja getting after it early is the Brazilian. Pantoja very much fighting like a man who has never been finished in 31 pro fights coming in.
And I can prove to the world how good I am.
Oh! Ooh.
Just takedown after takedown by the champion.
Yeah, dominant grappling. See the way he spun there? Gorgeous. He's got such great cardio that even while he's tired, he can still push a great pace.
Oh, he got it.
Pantoja is just incredible. He has visions of being the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world. 32 fights in now as a mixed martial arts athlete.
I need to keep this belt for my family, you know, for Brazil. Brazil needs some idols right now, and I stay here to defend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the flyweight champion of the world, Alexandre Pantoja!
When you win, it's not just you win. Every people you talk with you, all your life can feel that victory with you.
With multiple wins over the flyweight division's perennial contenders, Pantoja looked further for the next inviting challenge.
He's beaten everyone in the division, so it's pretty tough to find him a title shot right now.
leading him to an emerging star from the other side of the globe.
I already beat all the division, and right now I'm gonna do like Apollo Creed do it for Rocky Balboa. I'm gonna give the chance to fight for the world title.
UFC 301 now has a main event.
Steve Ercik will get the next lightweight title shot.
He hasn't even been in the UFC a full year.
Sometimes there's no true clear-cut number one contender. I think this is the best challenger for Alexandre Pantoja.
I don't know if you've watched the movies, but Apollo Creed loses. When I was young, I was very active. I was a big WWE fan. I realized that I wanted to do martial arts when I saw Brock Lesnar fight Frank Mir. Although they were both heavyweights, Frank Mir was a lot smaller than Brock Lesnar was.
Lesnar's gotta be very careful. Mir has a very dangerous guard.
When he ended up tapping out Brock Lesnar. As a smaller person, I was like, oh, well, I gotta figure out what the hell that guy did and do it myself. So my dad took me down to a gym and started training martial arts from there.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How are
you?
How you doing?
Okay.
Hello, mother. When I decided that I wanted to start competing, I had talked to my dad first. What? And his first reaction was, I don't think you're tough enough to start fighting. So he said, all right, what we'll do, we'll go in the backyard, we'll have a fight, and we'll see what happens from there. So me and my dad had a little scrap in the backyard.
Got the fancy plates tonight?
Yeah. Did you have to bring up
for the
UFC? Oh my God.
And at the end of it, he came away going, all right, yep, you can have your first fight. You got Bubba.
With the blessing and guidance of his father, Ercik went on a meteoric rise on the regional scene.
Steven Astro
choked unconscious there from a choke from Steven Ercik.
Oh,
big hook. He's out.
Is that why they call you Astro Boy, mate? Title. It needs to happen.
Steven Ercik very confident in his stand up.
Big right hand by Steven there and he drops it. The champion.
One round, I dropped him and I choked him.
Oh, that's amazing. What a movement, Ercik.
Cam. Taking over the world, baby. Eternal, UFC, we're killing everybody. Let's go.
An emphatic 8-fight win streak caught the attention of the UFC brass. In June 2023, opportunity came knocking.
Steve Ercik came to this fight on 8 days' notice.
I'm out here to fight and prove who the best guy in the world is. And I have the principle, anybody, anywhere, anytime.
It's an unbelievable opportunity for this young man to come in here on the win streak that he's on.
And if you can't fight a guy on 8 days' notice, how can you call yourself the best fighter?
He might not look like the most scary guy, but this dude has some real skill.
Nice right hand! Cracking right from Ercik! It's got him hurt a little bit. Oh! Wraps the head kick now!
He's hurt!
He's got the neck, he's got a great guillotine!
8 days. Hey, looks fantastic.
Let's represent, let's go!
Steve Ercik, that kid came in, fought a top 10 guy. What a badass performance by him. He's a stud.
I'm a dangerous fighter because I have good skills in every area.
Oh, huge right hand from Ercik.
Look how smooth that spin to mount was.
Somebody's really good on the ground. I can stop that and beat him on the feet. I can get it to the ground. I can hang with anybody in any position.
He's talented.
And I can take advantage of places that they're weak.
From his UFC debut to now, I like Steve Ercik, and I believe that he's going to be a player for a really long time.
Oh,
there's the boxing straight away.
Ercik finding the correct moments.
After notching his third straight UFC win in 9 months, with a statement performance. Ercik put himself on the radar of the current champion and stamped his ticket to a title shot.
There was absolutely no hesitation taking the fight. I'm going to fight anybody, anywhere, anytime, and I'm holding up to that. I think I'm the best in the world. I have the best skills in the world. I'm there to prove it any day of the week.
Yeah. At UFC 301, Rio de Janeiro will welcome the return of a homegrown champion. When UFC flyweight king Alexandre Pantoja puts his title on the line against Australian contender Steve Ersing.
It's going to take a major effort from one of these contenders coming up to dethrone the cannibal Alexandre Pantoja.
Pantoja's rise began in Rio.
Alexandre Pantoja.
Agora realmente conseguindo bons golpes.
We start to fight in the Rio. We never realize how big it's gonna be, you know.
Olha lá, ajoelhada, tá balançando, Bruno, hein?
And in this time, people start to realize, hey, you need to go to UFC.
Terminou a luta. Vitória do Pantoja.
You go grab the belt.
Começou agressivo ali o Pantoja, partindo pra dentro. Sentiu o golpe.
And when I come to America, everything happened for me.
Alexandre Pantoja.
His desire to reach the pinnacle of the sport led his relocation to Florida to link up with one of the most decorated gyms in the sport's history.
I learned how to be a champ with the former champs from here, America Top Team. All the guys I train here is heroes for me. So many guys make this team very solid. You have very good coaches too.
Ele vai ficar tipo no contragolpe, vai boxear com você e ficar no contragolpe pra jogar pedrada. Tem que ficar ligado. Só isso que eu quero que você fique ligado. Dá. Só não dá pra fazer o jogo dele.
We go back together many, many years, you know, Pantoja came to us in 2018. He was always very close to me. He was always like a younger brother. He chose us. He chose me. So I'm really happy that that happened, and we've been going through a lot together.
Hey, campeão! Alto campeão! Alto campeão! Um minuto!
And now that he's a champion, he's always trying to keep the challenger attitude. He's never trying to like, oh, I'm gonna defend my title. No, I'm gonna conquer another title. Every time that I step in the cage, I have to prove that I'm the best. That's his motto. Ersag is a tough guy, and we're taking him very seriously. But in the end of the day, I think Pantoja is going to prove why he's the champion, defend his title in Rio, and come back home with his belt.
Preparing for a championship-level fight is nothing new for Pantoja and American Top Team. Miles away, the challenger Steve Ersing prepares for his first title bout in modest surroundings. With the team that nurtured his talent throughout his career.
My first gym that I ever came to was Wilkes Martial Arts, so I've been with my current team from the beginning. David Wilkes, my head coach, he's been not only a great coach but a great role model. He's built this gym for me almost.
This journey has honestly been crazy. Steve walked into the gym, he told me he wanted to fight. My responsibility as a coach is to protect my athletes at all cost. I don't like to chuck people in the deep end, so we took his time, we worked on his offense, his defense, and then slowly but surely, he met every challenge.
Yep. Let's do it.
At those big mega gyms, you have all these different coaches and you might not get one-on-one time with them. You're not getting their full attention.
Time.
So at our gym, there's not that many people, but we all get the most out of our coach, the most out of each other. We all really care about each other's progression and journey.
I wouldn't mind you playing around with like off the jab, like off the retraction of the jab, so your head's moving laterally earlier.
He's very self-motivated. The thing that that kid never does is stop. His evolution has just been very fast in all areas. He's not a boxer going into MMA. He works dedicatedly in all aspects of the sport.
Said he had a timeline for where he wanted to be in his career. He thinks that a win tonight would put him right in line where he wanted to be in his mind.
UFC for Steve has always been the goal.
Now this is Ursig. He wants to go forward, he wants to pressure you.
That was goal number one. Goal number two was to get the title.
Astro Boy really putting on a show in this short notice UFC debut. Oh!
We wanted Steve to take the bigger challenges. We wanted him to test himself against better and better guys.
Ursig looks ready for prime time so far.
Yeah, you're looking really good. This is easy money, man. Easy money. Let's go. He's locked in, he's never wavered from that, and we want to prove that Steve's number one.
You're looking at a guy with two fights in the UFC now.
Huge right hand from Ursig.
But he's fighting like a world-class fighter.
We know that Pantoja's going to be aggressive. I see Steve managing range.
Oh, there's the biggest stumble.
I see Pantoja looking to enclose him.
There's the boxing straight away.
I think that's where he wins his fights and he's the most successful, so I don't see that plan changing. As long as Steve mitigates that and maintains range.
Tell you what, man, Ursig looks sharp from the outside. He's a sharpshooter.
I think it's going to be an easy night for him.
Oh, oh, that's it, that's it.
That'll do it, the walk-off KO!
In my opinion, Steve is fighting the second best flyweight in the world.
Glad this kid's in the UFC, man. He's entertaining.
Less than a year after his UFC debut, Australian Steve Ursig will challenge Brazilian flyweight champion Alexandre Pantoja at UFC 301 in Rio de Janeiro. The proud Perth native is part of an emerging hotbed of talent coming out of the Western Australian city. Despite gearing up for the most significant fight of his career, Ursig remains committed to grassroots contributions to the sport.
Excellent. How's everyone today?
Excellent, sir.
Excellent. You here? You ready? My hero promises.
My hero promises.
I promise to be respectful.
I promise to be respectful.
Towards my parents and teachers.
Towards my parents and teachers.
When I'm not training, I do train others at Wilkes Martial Arts. I teach the children's martial arts next door, and that is quite fulfilling. All right, so I'm gonna jog around the mat and I need you guys to follow along with whatever I do. Ready? Let's go! I do feel like I have to be a good role model because what I do does have a big impact on the next generation.
And go!
Kia!
Good job, good kia! And go!
Kia!
I wanna make sure that they have somebody that they can really look up to and emulate as they grow up.
Very good, high five.
In the early days, the MMA scene in Western Australia was very grassroots.
Amazing, high five, let's see yours.
But it's progressed significantly. Steve's been an instrumental part of that.
Very good. Boom, and that one, boom. Very good, well done. See you later, guys. Have a good day. We're here at Domination MMA at the Serbian Community Centre in Perth, Western Australia. I've got one of the boys fighting from Wilkes, so I'm down here to not only support him, but corner him as well. Compared to what I started on, a lot of the amateur events, pro events in Western Australia, they're really well run.
Good evening, boys. This is Domination MMA Centre.
Growth has been exponential, and the youth that are doing it now are way better than when I was growing up.
Introducing to you first, representing Wilkes Martial Arts.
Louis is a really hard worker, so I think he's going to do really well. He puts the hard yards in the gym, and I trust him fully to get the win tonight.
Come on, Louis.
Yeah, he's looking for the level changes, Louis.
Teaching definitely makes me a better fighter.
Take it backwards.
That's yeah.
It. Now one. That's it.
When you have to teach others, it really makes you understand the technique at a much deeper level.
Right elbow.
sometimes you do things and you don't really think about how or why you do it, but as soon as you have to articulate that to others, it really gets you understanding it better. I think it's important to give back. I didn't get here by myself, so I want to give as much to the younger generation that the older generation gave me, and we can build it together. I love the fact that you called the Red Angus Show. Just give us. Yeah, that's awesome, man. I can only see the sport elevating and becoming more popular as the years go on.
For the champion, Alexandre Pantoja, his influence on the next generation begins closer to home, where he looks to break the wheel of past parental issues with his young family.
When you start to grow up, you can see more clear everything happening in your life. And in the past of the years, I can see more clearly the faults my dad had with me. I have very hard times. He don't care about me and my brothers.
My mom take care of me and my two brothers alone, you know? Now, Dad, you proud of me, Dad. You proud of me.
I think when you have kids, you need to protect your kids. You need to take care about, you know, not just think about yourself.
Só vou tacar na dura, hein? Vai. Agora! Vira! Ah!
All the history with me and my daddy make me try to don't do it the same he do it. I need to make something different. You need to give a good time with your kids, you know, because you are an example. We try to create a very good family, a lot of love all the time, and make a better life for me, my family, and my kids. That's my purpose.
The champion has settled into his adopted home in Florida, where he prepares for a return to his birthplace in Brazil.
2 minutes.
To put his title on the line in the main event of UFC 301.
I have 7 years in UFC. I fight all across the world and never back to Brazil.
Chama, tum, tum, aí, aí, isso. Fica compacto ali.
Pantoja is a hunter. He's been hunting down all of this.
And now I have opportunity to go to Rio de Janeiro. When I feel the arena is with me, I'm gonna feel unstoppable.
Last 3 seconds, 3 seconds.
And Pantoja is one of the very best fighters in this sport in any weight class.
I want to prove to my country how good I am.
There's the tap!
And defend my belt. It's gonna be very special for me.
Precisa você pensar em tudo que você fez, na tua família.
Alexandre Pantoja!
Pantoja, I think that he will be extra reckless to want to get a finish in front of his hometown. I've fought in hostile crowds before. I'm mentally prepared.
Ursag is definitely showing that he is on this level to be here.
Oh! Wraps the head kick now!
He is so freaking skilled. It's so fun to watch.
Then I'm going to go out there, take his belt.
Time to let your hands go.
Huge right hand from Ursag.
That was sensational.
Then win in dominant fashion.
This is a fantastic fight at the very highest level in the flyweight division.
Yes. Yes. One, two, three, Pantoja!
No more.